place in my heart from many years ago.
الحديث عنه موضوع الزواج المسيحي أو الأسرة المسيحية.
And so the topic that's been requested is the Christian marriage or the Christian home.
عندي أكثر من مشكلة.
And there is a number. I have a number of problems.
المشكلة الأولانية إن أنا جاي من ثقافة ثقافة الشرق الشرق الأوسط.
The first problem I have is that I'm a person who's come from the Middle East.
وبخاطب ناس موجودة في مجتمع غربي.
And yet I'm talking to people from a Western culture.
لكن أنا حرصت خلال 50 سنة من عمري السنين اللي فاتت.
But over the last 50 years.
اللي أكون قريب جدا من كلمة الرب وأحرص على سيادتها.
And I've tried to maintain the authority of God's word rather.
ما عنديش مشكلة بعد التصور ده.
And I have no problem after that.
لأن أنتم كنيسة كتابية وأنا أقدم الأمور من وجهة النظر الكتابية وما أراه إنه حق.
And this is not a problem because you're a Bible-believing church, and therefore I'm going to give you the thoughts as expressed in the Word of God. The other second thing I want to say before we begin I know that there are some here whose spouse has already gone into eternity.
وكمان ناس ممكن يكونوا لسه ما ارتبطوش برضو محتاجين كلام.
And also those who are still single.
وبرضو في ناس عندها خبرات فشل في موضوع الزواج.
And there are those who have experiences where their marriages or relationships have failed.
أنا أضعهم فوق راسي كلهم بكل التقدير والحب.
And I respect them and love them.
كلنا هنحاول إن احنا نستفيد ونقدم الفائدة لكل من يكون لينا علاقة معه.
But we want the benefit to be for all and for all those who we are in relationships with.
أقترح إننا أي حد مننا يحب يكتب على ورقة صغيرة لأني مرتب حاجات كتيرة أشارك بيها.
So I've got many things to share. So I want to encourage you to jot down some of these points and notes.
وهنحتاج إننا برضو نستخرج بعض الشواهد من كلمة ربنا اللي إحنا بنستند عليها.
And we're going to depend a lot on many passages in the Bible that are of practical use to us. So our title is The Christian Marriage or The Christian Home. And so I've got a set number of like topic headings that we'll go through concisely.
أول حاجة نمرة واحد.
Firstly,
الزواج المسيحي هو ترتيب وإعداد وعمل وخطة إلهية.
The first thing I want to say is that the Christian marriage is performed, prepared, set up, and maintained by divine counsel.
بعض الناس بيعترضوا على فكرة إنها خطة. أنا أختار ما أريد أو من ما.
Many people disagree with this point where they say, I get to choose who I want and who I should be with. The word of God tells us that God loved man. John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. That no man should perish. But that every man who believes in him should have everlasting life. When mankind fell,
Allah دبر موضوع الخلاص.
So God prepared a way of salvation.
وأعتقد إنه دبر أيضا موضوع الزواج.
And I believe that he also prepared marriage.
الزواج علشان سعادة الإنسان وليس لأجل شقاء.
And so marriage is for the purpose of the happiness of man.
أنا متزوج لي سنوات طويلة وأعيش أروح حياة.
And I have been married for many years and have lived the most wonderful life.
الزواج المسيحي الكتابي أمر لأجل سعادتنا.
The biblical Christian marriage is there for your happiness.
فهو ترتيب إلهي.
And so it is done or performed, prepared by God.
وإعداد إلهي.
And it is ordained by God.
وعمل إلهي.
And it is the work of God.
وخطة إلهية.
And it is the plan of God.
و ورب بيرغب في انه يسعد الانسان.
And God has a desire to please man or make man happy.
في تكوين 2:18
In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18.
بيقول ليس جيدا ان يكون ادم وحده.
It says for it is not good that Adam should be alone. And so it was in God's plan, it was in God's mind to prepare this. And so God prepares the husband or the wife for the believer that is walking closely with him and submitting to his will. And so this is my second point. In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 22 and Matthew chapter 19 and verse 7, Genesis 2 tells us I want to present the verse where God presented her to Adam. He prepared her for him. And also in Matthew 19 and verse
7,
he says the same words, what God has joined together. No man should separate. God, my wife, God has, or the wife, God has prepared her for the husband. And God has joined the two together. The husband and wife. Number three. The creation of man. In Genesis 1 and verse 27, it says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. God created man in his own image. That doesn't mean that God is male or female. But God created all mankind in his own image in three or four different ways. In righteousness. And in the holiness of truth. And in thinking on spiritual things that has an eternal and future weight. The scriptures tell us, for he has placed eternity in their hearts. God is dealing with people who are intelligent. And he wants to have a relationship with these beings that continues on. And in Matthew 19 and verse 4,
بيقول, أما قرأتم من البدء أنه خلقهما ذكرا وأنثى.
He says, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female?
في تكوين 1:27 ذكرا وأنثى خلقهم.
In Genesis 1:27, he says, male and female created he them. And also Matthew 19:4, the first book in the New Testament. He says, have you not read, which is referring to the verse that's found in Genesis. That they are male and female.
وهذه العبارة تحمل إلى قلبي على الأقل ثلاث أمور.
And by reading this expression, it brings to my heart three important things.
أحب أي واحد يكتب الحاجات دي لأنها مهمة.
And I'd love you to write these things down because they're very important.
خلقهم.
They're male and female, created he them.
نمرة واحد. الحاجة اللي تحملها العبارة دي.
The first thing that this expression entails.
إنه لابد من اختلاف الجنس في الزواج.
That you cannot alter this the gender within marriage.
بيقول ذكرا وأنثى.
He says male and female.
وده ضد الطبيعة اللي بيتجه إليها الإنسان في فساد.
And this is contrary to the way in which man is progressing today in their corruption.
في كلمة الله بيقول لنا في العهد القديم.
In the Old Testament, the Word of God tells us.
في عدد في لوين 18 أحب نكتب الشواهد.
In
عدد 22.
In Leviticus 18 and verse 20.
لوين 18 22
22 Leviticus 18
بيقول الرب الكلام المبارك دوت.
The Lord says these words.
في عدد 20 ولا تجعل لا تعطي زرعك لكذا. عدد 22 ولا تضاجع ذكرا مضاجعة امرأة إنه رجس.
He says thou shalt not lie with a man or mankind as with a woman, it is an abomination.
وفي سفر رسالة رومية رسالة رومية أصحاح واحد مشهور الكلام ده.
And in Romans 1 there's also a well-known verse.
بيتكلم عن شر الإنسان الطبيعي في كل البشر.
He speaks about the wickedness of man that exists among all mankind.
وإحنا بنشوف الكلام ده في حياتنا العملية الآن.
And we're actually witnessing these things today in our everyday life.
لأننا نعتبر من كنيسة الأيام الأخيرة.
Because we are considered to be part of the church of these last days.
أرى من عدد واحد رومية واحد عدد 26 وسبعة وعشرين.
Romans 1 and verses 26 and 27.
بيقول في عدد 26 لذلك أسلمهم الله إلى أهواء الهوان.
For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections.
لأن إناثهم استبدلنا الاستعمال الطبيعي بالذي على خلاف الطبيعة.
For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature.
وكذلك الذكور أيضا.
And likewise also the men.
تاركين استعمال الأنثى الطبيعي.
Leaving the natural use of the woman,
اشتعلوا بشهوتهم بعضهم لبعض,
burned in their lust one toward another,
فاعلين الفحشاء ذكورا بذكور,
men with men working that which is unseemly,
ونائلين في أنفسهم جزاء ضلالهم المحق,
and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was fitting.
ذكرا وأنثى تحمل أولا.
So the first point that this expression male female gives us, it means that you cannot alter the gender composition of a marriage.
زواج الرجل بالرجل شر.
The marriage of a man with a man is a wickedness.
زواج المرأة بالمرأة شر.
And the marriage of a woman with a woman is also wickedness.
وكسر للوصية الإلهية المعلنة.
And it is a breaking of the expressed commandment of God.
المبدأ الثاني الذي تحمله ذات العبارة.
The second point that comes out of this expression.
لم يقل ذكر وإناث. لم يقل ذكر وإناث أكثر من واحد.
He doesn't say a man with many women.
لكن قال ذكرا وأنثى.
But he says one man with one woman.
وهذا يتعامل بفكر إلهي من القديم مع مبدأ تعدد الزوجات.
And this goes back even in the Old Testament against the principle of multiple marriages or many marriages.
تعدد الزوجات في أي ديانة أو عقيدة أو عرف أو أفكار بشرية.
The concept of multiple marriages in any culture, in any society, in any community.
كسر مباشر لهذه الوصية الإلهية.
Is a direct breaking of this divine commandment.
ممكن واحد قاعد من الموجودين الأحباء أو من يشاهد الاجتماع.
Maybe one of the people sitting here today or that will see the meeting.
يقول أنا مثلا قريت عن إبراهيم وعن يعقوب وعن داود وعن سليمان ارتبطوا بأكثر من امرأة.
Yeah, they say, well, I've read about Abraham and Isaac and David and Solomon that they married many women.
هؤلاء رجال الله.
These men are men of God.
لكنهم كاسرون لكلمة الله.
But they still broke the words of God. They broke the word of God. So the scriptures from the beginning in Genesis 1:27, and just as we read in the beginning of the New Testament, as our Lord said, it is a man and a woman created he them. And I believe that this is a picture of Christ and the church. And therefore my common sense and my belief tells me that God is not dealing with multiple groups in isolation or separately. He dealt with Israel in the Old Testament. And then they were taken out of the picture. And then the church came in. He must only deal with one wife. And in the future, when the church is raptured, he will return to dealing with Israel. This is the word of God. It is symbolic of the relationship between Christ and the church. And it is what gives the great privilege and blessing and honor of the place of marriage. Now the third thing that we obtain from this expression, male and female, he doesn't say a wife and many husbands, but he still said one woman and one man. And it says here that we should not, should against the principle of having multiple husbands.
فالمرأة في أي مكان من العالم التي تجمع في علاقة جسدية وعاطفية مع رجل واحد ترتكب حماقة وشر كبير.
And so, many places in the world where a woman has multiple relationships with many men, this is considered a shame and dishonor.
نمرة واحد ترتيب وإعداد إلهي.
So number one, it is a plan and it is planned and prepared by God.
نمرة اثنين أحضرها له وعمل إلهي جمعه الله.
And secondly, it is God prepared her and joined them together.
نمرة ثلاثة خلق الإنسان في طبيعته على صورة الله.
Thirdly, that man has been created in the image of God.
أخذنا فيها الأمور الثلاثة اللي علقنا فيها على موضوع ذكرا وأنثى.
And we looked at the three things that come out of this expression, male and female.
نمرة أربعة.
Number four.
الحقيقة استغربت جدا لعلاقات بعض الناس بالحيوانات.
I was quite astonished and amazed at how people have relationships with animals.
رجعت إلى كلمة الله.
And I came back to God's word.
ولقيت في تكوين 2:18.
And I found in Genesis 2:18.
بيقول من عدد 18.
He says, beginning from verse 18,
وَقَالَ الرَّبُّ الْإِلَهِ لَيْسَ جَيِّدًا أَنْ يَكُونَ آدَمَ وَحْدَهُ.
He says, and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone.
فَأَصْنَعْ لَهُ مُعِينًا نَظِيرًا.
I will make him a help meet for him.
استغربت أن لقيته الرب هنا في كلمة الله عدد 19.
I found it strange now what he said in verse 19.
وجبل الرب الإله من الأرض كل حيوانات البرية.
And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field.
وكل طيور السماء.
And every fowl of the air.
أحضرها إلى آدم.
And brought them to Adam.
ليرى ماذا يدعوها.
To see what he would call them.
وكل ما دعا به آدم.
And whatsoever Adam called every living creature.
نفس حية هو اسمها.
That was the name thereof.
فدعا آدم بأسماء. هنا نرى سلطة الإنسان على الكائنات البديعة الجميلة من حيث قوتها وجمالها والمناظر العظيمة في الطيور والحيوانات.
Here we are witnessing man's authority over the animal kingdom.
اعتقد آدم إنه ممكن يبقى فرحان بالجمال وبالتنوع وبالصور الكثيرة لهذه الكائنات البديعة.
And then maybe it was presumed that Adam would admire and really enjoy God's creative streak in the different animals and colors and shapes and so forth.
آخر الآية دي عدد 20 بيقول وأما لنفسه فلم يجد
But in verse 20, at the end of it, it says, but for Adam, there was not found a helpmate for him. Then for the relationship with animals is a very strange relationship. We have in which area? In both sort of parts of the spheres of the world, we find that people are preoccupied with dogs and cats and so forth. And we've heard many bizarre stories of how people have left their money for their dog or cat or pet or whatever animal, birds it might be. But this is contrary to what the Holy Spirit is telling us about the nature of man. But what is surprising and astonishing It's not a relationship of love between a person and an animal. But Satan, who is wicked and evil, has now put in society this even physical or emotional relationship between people and the animals. I would be surprised if you don't know these things. I'm sure that many of you know about them. If you read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 18, and verse 23,
أنا استغربت جدا وأنا أدرس الكتاب من زمان على العلاقة دي.
And I'm quite amazed, even though I've been studying the Word of God for many years, but quite amazed when I saw this verse.
الرب بيحذر الموضوع ده.
That God is actually warning against this.
في النص اللي قال فيه لا تضاجع ذكرا مضاجعة امرأة في عدد 22.
In verse 22, when he spoke about you shall not lie with mankind as with womankind, it's an abomination.
موضوع الشذوذ الجنسي.
When he talked about homosexuality.
يقول في عدد 23.
He then says in verse 23.
ولا تجعل مع بهيمة مضجعة.
Neither shall you lie with any beast.
فتتنجس بها.
To defile yourself therewith.
ولا تقف امرأة أمام بهيمة لنزائها إنها فاحشة.
Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereunto. It is confusion. It is, and a relationship with an animal is one of the strangest relationships.
لكن الله العارف قلوب الجميع.
But God, who knows the hearts of all,
وتدني النفس البشرية.
And even the wicked man,
وصلت إلى هذه الدرجة.
That it would reach to such a degree. Have you heard of this? There are relationships between people and animals. This is number four. Number five. In the Word of God it tells us, 1 Timothy chapter 4.
أصحاح 4 من العدد الأول.
1 Timothy chapter 4.
أنا للمرة الثالثة أو الرابعة بقول يا ريت إن إحنا نكتب الحاجات دي لأنها مهمة جدا عشان الموضوع يبان قدامنا.
Again, I want to repeat how important it is for us to jot these things down so that we can go over.
تيموثاوس الأولى 4:1.
1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1.
ولكن الروح أي الروح القدس.
Now the Spirit, the Holy Spirit,
يقول صريحا,
speaks expressly or openly
إنه في الأزمنة الأخيرة,
that in the latter times,
هذه كلمة مناسبة جدا لجيلنا,
and this is an appropriate word for us today,
يرتد قوم عن الإيمان,
some shall depart from the faith,
تابعين أرواحا مضلة وتعاليم شياطين,
giving heed to seducing spirits and the doctrines of devils,
في رياء أقوال كاذبة,
speaking lies and hypocrisy,
موسوم ضمائرهم,
having their conscience seared,
ثم تأتي هذه القنبلة,
and now this is the bomb that's about to explode.
مانعين عن الزواج.
Forbidding to marry.
تاني مانعين عن الزواج.
Forbidding to marry.
خلق الله الإنسان له مجموعة من الأجهزة البيولوجية.
God has created man in a biological way.
ومجموعة من الإشباعات لكونه إنسان.
And he has created him in such a way that there is a satisfaction that can come.
الجهاز الهضمي، الجهاز التنفسي، الجهاز البولي، الجهاز الدوري.
Whether it's your respiratory system, your digestive system, whatever it might be.
لكنه أيضا منحه الجهاز التناسلي.
But also he's the physical,
sexual
system.
علشان الحياة والنمو والسعادة.
So that life may continue and for happiness and for pleasure.
هنا يقول مانعين عن الزواج.
But here it says they're forbidding to marry.
أنا مش عايز، أنا عندي خبرات فشل من الزواج، أنا لا أتزوج.
Somebody might say, I don't want to get married. I had a lot of bad experiences.
يمكن بابا وماما وقعوا في مشكلة.
Maybe they might say, I remember mom and dad, they got into problems.
أنا عندي صورة سيئة من علاقة الأزواج ببعض، فأنا مش عايز أعمل حياتي صورة مكررة من حياة الأسرة بتاعتي.
Or I have a bad picture, so I don't want to repeat the same mistakes that people have made.
هذا ضد طبيعة الإنسان وضد محتوى الكلمة.
But this is contrary to the nature of man and contrary to the word of God.
يستطيع الرب أن يعطي أعلى مستوى من الإشباع والحياة المباركة عن طريق العلاقة الصحيحة التي تكلمنا بها كلمة الله.
But God can give the greatest satisfaction and pleasure through the scriptural pattern of this relationship.
نمرة ستة.
Number six.
في بعض الأنواع من العلاقات التعويضية اللي بيلجأ ليها بعض الناس.
There are a number of relationships that are considered to replace or be alternatives to marriage.
عندما يمتنعون عن الزواج.
For those particularly that forbid to marry or stay away from marriage.
وكلمة الله في تيموثاوس الأولى أربعة قالت الكلام ده. مانعين عن الزواج.
And 1 Timothy 4 told us this, forbidding to marry.
هذا الأمر ضد كلمة الله.
This is against the word of God.
إلا في حالات استثناءات بسيطة عبر عنها الكتاب عن موضوع الخصيان، خصوا أنفسهم وخصاهم الناس. وخصاهم الله هذه جوانب تكريسية.
And so the only exception to this is those who have been called for a specific ministry or purpose.
لكن المعنى العام اللي بيقصده الرب بموضوع ذكرا وأنثى أن تكون هناك علاقة حلوة مستقرة هانئة بين الرجل والمرأة في بيت سعيد.
But here the purpose of this is that there should be a healthy pleasurable relationship between the husband and wife that brings about happiness.
إن منعت بسبب فشل رأيته في الناس أو المجتمع.
If you've seen failure within society or with among people.
هيلاقي الناس نفسهم بسبب الاحتياج الداخلي للعلاقات.
But you'll find that people have an innate desire to be in a relationship.
يقع في واقع مر.
But they will find that when they enter into these things, they will become bitter.
يقود إلى الألم المستمر والمعاناة.
It will bring about a constant bitterness or pain that they need to deal with.
نمرة واحد.
Number one.
الاشتهاء والتخيل.
Firstly, they will desire or imagine.
كل من نظر إلى امرأة ليشتهيها فقد زنى بها في قلبه.
The verse is every man that looks at a woman lustfully will desire her or lust after her.
يعيش الإنسان عندما يفعل هذا الكسر للوصية يعيش عبدا للخطية.
And so the person that lives in this way lives as a slave to that sin.
نمرة اثنين الصداقة خارج إطار الزواج.
Number two, friendship outside of the boundaries of marriage.
تقر بها المجتمعات الغربية.
And this is a problem that we have in the Western world.
لكن في المجتمعات الشرقية يظهرون أنهم محافظون لكنهم يعملون هذه الأشياء.
But in the Middle Eastern or Eastern cultures, it looks like they're maintaining like a distance or like a separation, but they're actually doing these things in secret.
وتتدرج هذه العلاقات السرية
And so you've got this snowball of these secret relationships that are occurring.
إلى رقم ثلاثة.
Now number three.
موضوع العلاقة في العالم الافتراضي. Media والإنترنت والشبكة.
Number three, to live in a world of the media or the snare of the media.
بأبسط شيء تقدر عن طريق شبكة الإنترنت أو وجود الواي فاي يقدر يوصل لناس كتيرة جدا وتكون علاقات عميقة جدا بيقدروا يمارسوا الخطية والعلاقات الآثمة.
And so even through the avenue of the internet or social media, people can begin to build relationships or form relationships that are quite deep with others.
في ناس مستعبدين عبودية خطيرة جدا في بعض الكنائس في بعض البقاع من العالم تحت هذا الإثم الخطير.
And there are many, even among Christians, who are chained and bound by this sin.
ودي مشكلة ناس كتيرة حول العالم.
And this is a big problem for many people in the world.
وده أمر عايز صلاة كتيرة جدا من العائلات والكنائس.
And we need families to pray and the churches to pray.
أن يحفظ الرب الكنيسة وأن يحفظ الرب العائلات وأن يحفظ الرب الرجال والسيدات قبل الشباب والشباب.
That God would protect the church, the home, and the husbands and wives before even the children themselves.
لأن الاحتياج الجنسي.
Because the need, the physical need,
موجود حتى في الشيوخ.
Is there even among elders or older people.
وأكبر عضو في هذه الأمور.
And the oldest person in these things
ليست القوة الجنسية الجسدية فقط
doesn't have the physical capacity or ability
لكنها الفكر
but it's in the mind
يستطيع الأعمى أن يتخيل
so the blind person can begin to imagine
والقيود تبتدئ بحاجة بسيطة لكنها تتراكم وتصير عقد صعبة
and often small chains grow into larger chains that we can't escape from.
لكن الله يحفظنا ويرحمنا.
But God protect us and show us mercy so that we might not be under the bondage of these things.
وسبب آخر موضوع آخر يظهر في العلاقات هو الزنا الحرفي ولأن المجتمع يوافق.
And so also another aspect is the adultery which can occur which society often is okay with.
في المجتمعات الشرقية الغربية يبقى حاجة غريبة جدا ان الولد ما يبقالوش girl friend والبنت ما يبقالهاش boyfriend.
Here for example like in western culture it's quite strange that a young man or young woman wouldn't have a boyfriend or girlfriend.
ليا واحد من اصدقائنا الاحباء في ولاية من ولايات شمال امريكا.
I have a friend of ours who lives in the northern states of America.
حصل لي مرض يسموه MS.
He was diagnosed with the disease called MS.
ابنه عنده 17 سنة ل 35 سنة.
And his son has.
ابنه مش عنده هو عند ابنه.
His son.
نعم عنده من 17 سنة ل 35.
He's got children from 17 to 35 years of age.
فقد القدرة على الحركة والتركيز والكلام.
And he doesn't now have the ability to move, to concentrate, to talk even.
أبوه وأمه المؤمنين دول أرادوا أنهم يكرموه ويحفظوه ويعيشوا معاه.
And so these godly parents have made a decision to live with him and look after him and honor him.
كانوا أصدقاء مدارس الأحد يقولوا البيت.
And so his friends from Sunday school used to come and visit him at home.
هو عاجز تماما.
And he's completely immobile.
هو جسده لا ينمو.
And his body is no longer growing.
تقريبا ميت.
He's the closest thing to death if you see him.
هم من الكنيسة.
And they're from the church.
ومن المدرسة.
And from school.
وبيقابلوه يقولوا له.
And they come to him and see him.
ازاي انت عايش مع بابا وماما لحد دلوقتي؟
How is it that you can live with mom and dad till now?
فلما قال ابوه الاخ الحكيم دوت.
So when this godly brother spoke to his father.
فقال له يا حبيبي احنا لاننا ناس كبار في السن ده بيتك واحنا اللي عايشين معاك وانت راضي انك تعيش.
So the father said, really this is his house, this belongs to him and we're really living with him.
المجتمع وتقاليده وثقافته في أي مكان في العالم.
The society and community that surrounds us, their ideas and principles.
لا يجب أن يقود المؤمن في تصرفاته.
Should never lead the Christian in their actions.
لكن يجب أن توضع كلمة الله بسلطانها المطلق.
But rather the word of God and its authority alone should be utilized in this.
إزاي أنت في السن دوت ولسه عايش مع بابا وماما؟
How is it that you're now of this age and you're still living with your mom and dad?
إذن المجتمع يوافق على إن الواحد من سن 14 يعيش لوحده.
Let's say society might say that from being a young teenager, you should be on your own, living by yourself.
وأنا أحتاج إلى آخر.
And I need that.
وتبتدي العلاقات.
And then you begin developing relationships.
التي تصل إلى الزنا.
That relationships that will lead you to adultery.
هذا شر كبير.
This is a huge sin.
نمرة ستة بالأربع حاجات دول.
Number six in these. Four things.
مترتبة على نمرة خمسة مانعين عن الزواج.
It's all built on this forbidding to marry.
نمرة سبعة.
Now number seven.
الزواج لدي صورتان للارتباط.
A marriage is a picture of union.
نعم. لدي صورتان للارتباط.
It has pictures of unity.
لو تخيلت إن أنا واحد أهوت اللي بتكلم.
You imagine me, I'm an individual, a person speaking.
المنشار القرص ده المنشار القرص ها.
So you imagine someone comes with a circular sword, that's pretty gruesome, and cuts me in half around my waist. And some of you are smiling and happy when you hear that.
بس انتو حد يقول يعني يا رب ما تسمحش.
I pray someone would say God forbid, but anyway.
ولقيته الجزء العلوي ده مني دهول من فوق الحزام لحد رأسي.
You find my upper body, including my head.
داخل مع الأخ بيتر الاجتماع.
You find that I'm walking in with brother Peter.
كل الموجودين في القاعة هيجروا ويطلعوا.
Everyone who's in the hall would run.
أو من الباب الثاني دخل الجزء اللي من الحزام للحزام.
Or from the other door, only my waist and my legs walking.
الجزء ده اللي من الجزء السفلي ده برضو داخل مش عارف مين هيبقى قاعد يتفرج على
المنظر. I don't know who would be able to imagine something.
دول جزئين مختلفين.
These are two parts that are different. Separate.
لكن لما الرب لزقهم في بعض.
But when God put them together.
طلع الإنسان دوت اللي يكاد يكون مقبول.
You have one person as a whole.
والزواج.
And marriage is like this.
أحد تشبيهاته.
There are many pictures.
يكون الإنسان جسدا الاثنان جسدا واحدا.
It says that the two shall become one flesh.
ممكن اثنين مختلفين.
Two people could be different.
الاختلاف ظاهرة حقيقية.
And the differences are apparent and true.
وظاهرة كتابية.
And true and biblical. And humanly speaking.
ومقبولة.
And they're accepted.
مش لازم الزوجة اللي انت هترتبط بيها او الزوج اللي انت هترتبط بيه يبقى زيك في كل حاجة.
You don't have to choose someone who you're going to marry to be exactly like you.
الاختلاف في الزواج يقود إلى بركة كبيرة للتجربة الإنسانية.
But rather differences within marriage actually bring about a great experience within marriage.
فنحن مختلفون.
We are different.
البنت مختلفة عن الولد.
The woman is different than to the man.
في الأجهزة العضوية بتاعتها.
Even in her features, physical features.
والهرمون.
And in her hormones.
والقدرة على التعامل مع الأمور.
And even in her ability to deal with the certain things.
والجهاز التناسلي. الجهاز التناسلي بتاعها.
A reproductive system.
ونفس الحكاية مع الرجل.
And same with the male.
في اختلاف في كل حاجة.
There is differences in many aspects.
لكن رغم الاختلاف ممكن هما الاثنين يكونوا جسد واحد اسمه البيت المسيحي.
But despite the differences, they can both combine to make one home for Christ.
لا تبحث عن موضوع الاتفاق المطلق.
Don't just think I just want to have like an agreement.
يمكن أن تتنازل عن بعض الأمور التي تفكر فيها.
Maybe you can sort of compromise in certain positions or ways you think.
فيحدث الاقتراب.
And so you become closer.
دائما أقول للناس واللي بيسألوني أنت هي ماشية كده وأنت ماشي كده زي قضبان السكة الحديد.
And some people often tell me, oh, it's like you're one of the tracks of a train track and she's the other one. And so then I say to them, so what, are you parallel or are you going further away from each other? Or are you actually coming closer and there's a point in time in which you actually sort of merge into one? And but that will never happen unless there are certain things that she's willing to give up and there are certain things that he is also willing to give up. There are those who can come close to each other very quickly. Just like this. But then there are those who take a long time. That's all right. Like Isaac and Rebecca. He loved her. After he married her. When he took her. And Jacob and Rachel. He loved her before. This is another type. But regardless of that, they were both merge towards that one point. But often the marriage of convenience never brings about that oneness. The differences that we have often lead to complementing each other. Please don't misinterpret me. I'm not talking about the physical appearance. But I'm talking about the personalities. And the personality traits. The ability to deal with life situations. And the dealing with problems. The meshing together of two people. You might have one gear that's revolving at 100 RPMs. And this one might be revolving at 150 RPMs. But if they come together and they're able to blend and mesh together, but it can't be tight. In engineering, there's a term for it. In other words, they'll actually cause damage to each other. But if also they want to get married, but it's in, and it's quite simple, the relationship. But you'll find that the teeth of the gears will begin to break when they come back from their honeymoon. They didn't even survive for a length of time. But it needs to be a relationship that is thought through intelligently, but also prayerfully considered. This is the first picture. That you find that differences lead to a unity or a oneness.
هي كانت شخصية لها التعامل الحماسي وكذا.
She has the personality where she's really outgoing.
وهو هادي.
And he's quiet.
ما فيش مشكلة.
Not a problem.
أو العكس.
Or the opposite.
هو محب للمال.
He loves money.
Yeah.
Money.
وهي مقطرة.
But she's
طبعا أنا بجامل.
Doesn't love money.
Yeah. يعني ممكن هي تكون عندها إدمان في الشوبينج.
She might be a person who loves to spend and shop.
وهو بحريص جدا.
But he's very careful and cautious. And so this causes clashes. And we find some problems.
مهما كان من الاختلاف.
Regardless.
الناس تقدر تتفاهم مع بعض.
People can work together.
الهارموني.
There's harmony.
التفاهم.
There's understanding.
عن طريق الحب.
Through love.
والصلاة.
And prayer.
النوع الثاني من العلاقات.
The other type of relationship.
التناظر يقود إلى الانسجام. التناظر يعني أصنع له معين النظيرة.
So the likeness can yeah. What was the sentence?
نفس الآية مثلاً في تكوين 22 أصنع له معين النظيرة.
Yeah. So making for them someone like him or not like him, but a helpmate fit for him.
يلا تعالوا هاتوا المنشار برضو وهننشر الرجل ده كده بالطول.
Now get your same saw, but now cut them from top to bottom.
ما قلتوش سلام تقبل.
You didn't say anything as well.
فلو حصل منشار ده يبقى جزئين تقريبا متناظرين.
Now you've got two halves that look relatively similar.
تقريبا.
Roughly. There will be some differences internally, doctors would tell us. But pretty much these two sides are similar. They say, oh, this man and this woman, they're like brother and sister. I say, how they like brothers and sisters when they're married.
مع بعض ومع الناس تقريبا زي بعض.
But you'll find that in the process of marriage that a couple might begin to mimic, be like each other such that their reactions and actions are similar to one another.
ولا سيما لو هم في بيت مسيحي حقيقي.
Especially if they're in a Christian home.
يجي يقول كلمه.
He says something.
تيجي تقول له كنت هقولها.
She would say, oh, I was going to say exactly the same thing.
ناس كتيرة بيعملوا كده.
There are many people that do this.
وممكن تظهر في حياة الناس.
And it can be in their life.
إلى هذه الدرجة.
To this degree.
نعم.
Yes.
القسم التاسع من الخدمة. الثامن.
Now the eighth point.
أعداء الأسرة.
The members of the family.
لازم نعرف إننا كمسيحيين مؤمنين.
As believers, Christians.
لينا أعداء في منتهى الخطورة.
We have members, enemies, that are very dangerous. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses
1-3.
You have in this order the way of the world, the Satan, and the lusts of the flesh. He says, and you who were dead in trespasses and sins,
التي سلكتم فيها قبلا,
where in time past you walked,
حسب دهر هذا العالم,
according to the course of this world,
نظام العالم,
this is the way of the world.
العالم أزاح المسيح من المشهد,
and the world has pushed Christ out of the scene.
لا أقصد الناس,
I don't mean the people,
ولا أقصد الأماكن,
and I don't mean the places,
لكن أقصد النظام,
but I mean the system of the world.
اللي قال عنه في يعقوب 4:4,
which the James 4:4 tells us,
لأن محبة العالم عداوة لله,
where he tells us that the love, friendship with the world is enmity against God.
واللي قال عنه الرسول يوحنا في يوحنا الأولى 2,
in which the Apostle John tells us in 1 John chapter 2,
لا تحب العالم ولا الأشياء التي في العالم.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world.
العدو الثاني هو
the second enemy here
الشيطان.
Is Satan himself.
بيقول عنه هنا رئيس سلطان الهواء.
It says here that he is the prince of the power of the air.
المسيحيين اللي بيتجوزوا يعرفوا أنهم مستهدفون من الشيطان.
And the Christians that are being married, are getting married, need to know that they are the target of his attacks.
ويجب أن تتسلح بهذه النية.
And you need to be prepared and equipped with this weapon.
ما هيش رحلة عادية.
It's not just a holiday or normal journey.
لما تكون ليك علاقة مع أخت مؤمنة وأخ مؤمن. بيعملوا بيت مسيحي يعلن منه مجد الله.
When you have a relationship with a Christian person, you have a home that is being established for the glory of God.
لا تتصور اللي ممكن يعمله ربنا ببيت مسيحي حقيقي.
You cannot imagine what God is capable of doing and achieving with a Christian home.
أنتما تضربان بعنف في مملكة إبليس.
Even though you are constantly, unrelentingly attacked by Satan.
لازم نعرف ان بيوتنا محتاجه لصلاه وصوم وتكريس وتقدير لحضور الرب.
And we need to know that our homes are in need of prayer and of consecration and the presence of God in preparation for this.
وكل حساباتنا على الحقوق والواجبات يقودنا الى الفشل.
And all our plans and purposes and all those things, they will just lead us to more failures.
ليوفي الرجل المراه حقها الواجب.
And God, the man should give to his wife the honor that's due to her name.
ولابد أن ندرك الحقيقة دي.
And we cannot, we need to understand this principle.
الحقوق والواجبات.
The rights and the duties.
أنا لي حقوق عند زوجتي هي واجباتها تجاهي.
I have rights towards my wife and she has responsibilities towards me.
إذا أنا حبيت أتنازل عن حقوقي,
if I want to give up my rights,
لكن لا يجب أن أتخلى عن واجباتي تجاهها.
I should never give up on my duties or responsibilities towards her.
هذه فوضى.
This is chaos.
مرات كثيرة تحصل بيوت زي كده.
Many times we see homes like this.
حتى العلاقة الجسدية في الفراش.
Even the physical relationship in the bedroom.
بين الرجل والمرأة.
Between a husband and wife.
مرات كثيرة تبقى سبب يصل إلى نسبة 90% من المشكلة.
It usually becomes 90% of the problems that we see.
العدو الثالث هو الجسد.
Now the third enemy is the flesh.
المنافسة.
This is the wrestling.
هي عايزة تكمل دراستها وهو مش عايز.
He wants to, she wants to finish her studies, but he doesn't want to.
مرتبه أكبر, هي مرتبها أقل.
He has a higher salary or income, and hers is not as much.
اسم العيلة بتاعته أعلى من اسم العيلة بتاعته.
The name of his family or reputation of his family is greater than hers.
المنافسة في الممتلكات.
Maybe wrestling or struggling with possessions.
لما الناس بتفكر بالطريقة دي بيظهروا موضوع جسد الخطية بكل شروط.
When people present these things, all they're doing is showing this body of sin.
زوجتك لا تحمل اسم أبيها بعد الزواج.
Your wife does not hold or hold on to the name of her father after marriage.
اسمها Mrs. فلان.
Her name is Mrs. So-and-so. That's it.
بقت جزء منك.
She's become a part of you.
بقت ضمن عائلتك.
She becomes part of your family.
التعيير بالماضي جريمة.
The comparison to the past is a crime.
الماضي جزء من الحياة.
The past is a part of life.
يجب أن نشارك بعضنا البعض.
Which we can share with one another.
لكن لا يجب أن ننافس بعض.
But it should never be in comparison to one another.
ولا يجب أن نحتفظ بلقطة واحدة من ماضي الناس.
And we should never hold on to a period or a moment from people's past.
فلان اللي عمل كذا كذا من خمس سنين.
This person who did such and such 5 years
فلان
ago.
فلان اللي حصل منها كذا من 15 سنة.
Or this woman that did such and such 5 years ago.
هذا أمر خطير.
This is very dangerous.
حصل في الكتاب.
It happened in the Word of God.
قالوا عن مرقس.
They talked about Mark.
كان سبب مشكلة بين برنابا وبولس.
He was the source of a problem between Paul and Barnabas.
في كل التاريخ.
In all the history.
قعدوا يقولوا مرقس عمل كذا.
They kept saying Mark did this.
إلغي الصورة دي.
Just cancel that picture.
خلاص.
Finished.
ما فيش داعي إنك تقعد تقولها.
You don't need to keep saying it.
الرسول كتب بعد كده قال نافع لي.
Because the apostle wrote later on that he was profitable to me.
إحنا بتوع اللقطات الثابتة.
We are the people that like to hold on to negative moments.
القسم العاشر.
The tenth.
التركيب العضوي في الزواج.
The structure or the physical. The bodily restrictions. Restriction in bodies, okay.
قابلته فين في تكساس ولا
تكساس
واوكلاند مش عارف فين انا مش عارف الموضوع ما تيجي نطلع مع بعض رب يحفظك
thank you
تركيب العضوي في الزواج.
So the physical like restrictions in marriage.
للمتزوجين وللمقبلين على الزواج.
For those that are married and those who are about to be married.
الكتاب قدم صورة كتابية.
The Bible presents to us a biblical picture.
واحد منها.
One of them.
الجسد.
Is the body.
فقال إن الرجل رأس.
He says that the husband is the head.
والمرأة جسد.
And that the wife is the body.
الكالتشر بتاع ثقافات المجتمعات هي حرة تقول اللي عايزاه.
Now culture and society they can say whatever they want to say.
لكن احنا من حقنا نتمسك بهذا القانون الإلهي اللي هو كلمة.
But we need to hold on to what the scriptures present.
ونضعها فوق رؤوسنا.
And to put these principles on our.
الرسائل المرتبطة في كلمة الله بالأسرة هي هذه.
These are the epistles that concern, speak often about the family.
رسالة أفسس وكولوسي وبطرس الأولى.
Ephesians, Colossians, and 1 Peter.
ونصوص كثيرة من كلمة الله.
And other passages in the Word of God.
قالت عن الرجل رأس المرأة.
It speaks about how the husband is the head of the woman.
وقالت عن الجسد عن المرأة أنها جسد لهذا.
And it speaks about the wife as being the body.
لهذا الجسد.
For this, sorry, لهذا الرأس. For this head.
العلاقة دي في المجتمع الذكوري في الشرق.
This idea in the Middle Eastern or Eastern countries.
بتخلي الرجل ديكتاتور.
It causes the man to become and act like a dictator.
أنا الراجل في البيت ده.
I'm the man in this house.
والكلام ده طلعنا بيه من ثقافات الشرق.
And we obtain these things from the philosophies of the Middle Eastern way of thinking.
هذا الرجل لو كان مؤمنا هو لا يفهم حقيقة الكتاب.
If this person is a Christian, then he does not understand the truths in the scripture.
الرأس لا تعني الدكتاتورية.
The being the head does not mean you are a dictator.
والقهر والظلم.
And like harshness or unfairness.
والجسد لا يعني الخضوع الأعمى.
And the body does not represent a blind submission.
المجتمع الغربي يعطي للمرأة قوة وحرية.
Here in the West, the society gives the woman freedom and power.
وبعض النساء يستعملن هذه القوة القانونية حتى وسط الكنائس.
And some women, even those among the church, utilize these powers even though they're Christians.
هذه الأخت المؤمنة لا تفهم المعنى المقصود في كلمة الله.
But then this Christian sister does not understand what the scriptures are teaching.
أنا أقرأ الكتاب بانتظام ومواظبة.
I need to read the scriptures in a consistent manner.
من أول مارس سنة 68 لحد النهاردة.
From 1st of March 1968.
لم أجد ولا مرة.
I've never found once.
الكتاب يتكلم عن خضوع الجواري. لم يتكلم المرأة عن خضوع الجارية أو الخادمة.
It never speaks about like the submission of a servant or slave.
لكن يتكلم إليها أنها تخضع كشريكة في البيت.
But rather to submit as the partaker or the partner in the home.
هي تستقبل فيضان الحب من الرأس.
She takes the overflow of love from the head.
بكل اتضاع.
In all submission.
وتشارك هذا الرجل هذه الحياة بطاعتها وخضوعها.
And shares this life with this man through her submission and service.
الزوج الذي يمارس رئاسته للبيت بديكتاتورية ليس مسيحيا.
And a man who tries to run his house in a dictatorship type of way and does not understand the scriptures.
الرجل الذي يسبب الإيذاء النفسي أو الجسدي لزوجته عن طريق الضرب أو الإهانة ليس مسيحيا مؤمنا.
And a man who deals with his wife in a physical way or in an abusive way is not according to scripture.
والمرأة المتسلطة امرأة شديدة الضعف.
And a woman who is trying to usurp her authority actually is a weak person.
المرأة التي تخضع.
But a woman who submits.
مطيع لكلمة الله.
Submits to the word of God.
في أفسس وكولوسي.
In Ephesians and Colossians.
أفسس 5 وكولوسي 3.
Ephesians 5, Colossians 3.
أيها الرجال أحبوا.
Husbands, love.
أيتها النساء اخضعن.
Wives, submit.
لماذا؟
Why?
إذا قال الكتاب لازم أسأل.
If the Bible says, then I have to ask and I have to understand.
قال للرجال أحبوا.
He said to the husbands, love.
لأن الرجل في طبيعته عقلاني نضوج عاطفي.
Because the man by nature in his thinking is not very emotional.
والمرأة بطبيعتها عندما يقول لها اخضعنا فهي تشعر بأنها الأضعف فتحاول أن تحقق ذاتها فتتصلب.
And so when the Bible says to the wife to submit, she may feel in her sense this weakness, so she tries to overcompensate or compensate for that.
وهي فاهمة كده من إعلان بطرس الأولى 3.
And she sees this from 1 Peter chapter 3.
بيقول كونوا ساكنين بحسب الفطنة.
He says,
بطرس الأولى 3.
1 Peter chapter 3.
هذا 7. كونوا ساكنين بحسب الفطنة مع الإناء النسائي كالأضعف.
Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge.
معطين إياهن كرامة.
Giving honor unto the wife.
كالوارثات أيضا معكم نعمة الحياة.
as unto the weaker vessel is being heirs together of the grace of life. And here the Apostle Peter speaks to them about them as being the weaker. And when she feels that weakness, she wants to then have an authority. Some women. So the Bible tells them, no, submit. This is not unfair or bad. But rather it's a life of stability. I think time has passed, but there are many more things to share. I have a suggestion. I'll share next Friday these remaining things in 15 minutes and then have an opportunity to answer questions. That's just a suggestion. Another suggestion. Or I take another 10 minutes and finish these points.
خلاص ثيق صراحة بان احنا نقبل الفكرة التانية اقولها بسرعة عشان نبقى لمينا واللي عنده طبعا سؤال زي ما نبه شادي ان شاء الله يا رب يكون عندنا الرب يدينا طاقة وامكانية ان احنا نحاول نجاوب مع بعض.
Alright, so we'll finish what we need to do and have questions next.
Okay. يلا ناخد الحاجة الأخيرة.
Let's take the last.
لدي أساسين لبناء البيت.
They are both necessary for the building of the house. Those that haven't paid attention to the words that have been said, please pay attention to this. Firstly is the spiritual foundation. And secondly is the social foundation.
ليه بقول كده لانه الانسان اي انسان في العالم يتكون من روح ونفس وجسد.
Every person in the world is made up of spirit, soul and body.
والله يتعامل مع الانسان على انه كائن روحي في طبيعته ومعاملاته اجتماعي.
And so the God deals with man that in a spiritual way, knowing that he is a social creature.
فمثلا عاطفة الحب.
For example, the emotion or feeling of love.
نحن نحب بأرواحنا.
We love with our spirit.
وبأنفسنا.
And with our soul.
وبأخلاقنا.
And with our morals.
وبطباعنا.
And with our personalities.
وبأفكارنا.
And in our thinking.
ثم نحب بأجسادنا.
But we also love with our bodies.
الناس بتتعامل مع آخر واحد.
And so people often deal just with the last one.
يقول لك أنا أعشق هذا الجمال.
I love this beauty.
ويختزلون يختزلوا أو يجمعوا كل حاجة في حسن الصورة وجمال المنظر.
And so they basically sum the person up in just how they appear and the way they look.
يقول لك جسدها جميل.
He says, oh, her body is beautiful.
وعينيها مش عارف إيه.
Or her eyes are like this.
دي حاجات كويسة.
This is good.
ومهمة.
And important.
لكن مع مرور الأيام.
But as days go on.
مع المرض.
With illnesses.
والولادة.
And with pregnancy and nursing.
وحركة الهرمونات.
And the hormones.
والترهل. الترهل والكبر والشيخ.
Just getting older.
وتغيير لون الشعر.
And the hair color changing.
والبدانة. الجسم بيكبر.
And the body gets larger.
واحد يبص عليها ويعقد مقارنة. بينها وبين اللي بيشوفهم في الشارع وفي الشغل وفي الكنيسة.
And so a person looks at them and then compares them to the person he sees at church and on the street and in other places.
يقول له انت بقيت تخينة.
And he says, oh, you've become fat now.
وانت شكلك مش قوي.
And you don't look that nice anymore.
تبقيت كسولة.
You become lazy. This is not love.
هذا نقد.
This is criticism.
أنا أحب زوجتي حتى لو كانت عظم فوف.
So I love my wife regardless how she looks.
تحت أي ظروف.
Regardless of circumstances.
لأننا نحب بأرواحنا.
Because we love with our spirits.
أنا أنظر إلى الرقم الكبير في الإنسان.
I look for the
الرقم الكبير.
Like the important thing in a person.
لا لو أنا مثلا هقول هقرأ الرقم ده رقم مثلا 1,000,000 و345,000.
So if I say a number like
330 و20 سنت.
If I say, for example, a number like
1,333,700,
so the larger number
مليون وربعمية مش عارف إيه اللي أنا قلتها دي
would be like 1.4 million.
هي روح هذه الإنسان.
That's who she is.
هي الكيان الحلو اللي أنا حبيته.
That is the soul, the person that I love.
الرقم الكبير ده متحقق عندي وأنا شبعان بيه.
This large number, that's what I love, this is what I'm satisfied with.
يلا تفضل كمل.
Then continue on.
يلا كملي.
Continue on.
الرقم الكبير عندي هو الإيمان الحقيقي.
And so this large number that I'm holding on to is the faith and the harmony we have.
والحاجات دي كلها الحاجات الكبيرة الغير التي مع الأيام توابي الحياة.
And these are the things that often throughout days are able to withstand life.
الصحة بتتغير.
Health changes.
والخطوات بتتأخر.
And our steps become slower.
والمود والفكر وكل الحاجات.
And our thinking.
بس هي دي اللي أنا حبيتها.
But this is the person I love.
هو ده اللي أنا حبيت.
That's the one I love.
أنا بعرف أزواج وزوجات.
I know husbands and wives.
خدموا زوجاتهم أو أزواجهم.
They've served their husbands or wives.
في الفراش وهم 20-30 سنة.
When they've been in bedridden for 20-30 years. This is love.
الحب اختيار وقرار.
The love is a decision that you make.
الحب المسيحي حقيقي.
The Christian love is true, is real.
لا يبحث عن الحقوق.
And it looks for that which is right.
لكن يبذل حتى الحياة.
It doesn't look for what it deserves, but rather gives life.
كما قال المسيح.
Just as the Lord Jesus said.
كما قالت كلمة الله.
Just as the Word of God said.
أحب نساءكم.
Husbands, love your wife.
كما أحب المسيح الكنيسة.
Just as Christ loved the church.
لا يوجد من يستحق محبة المسيح.
And there is not a single person that deserves the love of Christ.
زوجتي جديرة بأن تحب. هذا الحب.
But my wife needs to be the object of that love.
نحتاج أن نصلي كل يوم علشان يستمر هذا الحب.
And we need to pray that this love might continue.
الحاجة الثانية مهمة جدا اللي عايز أحكي عنها دلوقتي.
Also another thing I want to mention now.
الأسس الروحية. الأساسات الروحية.
The foundational, the spiritual foundations.
عندي ستة.
I have six of them.
واحد المسيح.
Number one, Christ.
محتاج شرح دي.
Do I need to explain it? Was it obvious? You want me to finish?
So just. نمرة اثنين الكتاب.
Number two, the Word of God.
هتتجوزه.
If you're going to get married.
لازم يبقى المسيح في قلبك وفي قلبها.
Then the Lord Jesus needs to be in your heart and in her heart.
إن هي مش مؤمنة بلاش دلوقتي.
If she's not a believer, then you need to wait.
هو مش مؤمن بلاش.
And if he's not a believer, then you need to wait.
الرب الحاجة بتاعه.
The Lord will send that which is his.
ومنتظروا الرب يجددون قوة.
And those that wait upon their Lord shall renew their
ولا
strength.
ولا خاب أمل منتظروا.
And there won't be any failure.
المسيح حقيقي.
Christ needs to be real.
والمؤمن حقيقي.
And the Christian is real. Has to be a real faith.
زي ما قال الكتاب لا تكونوا تحت نير مع غير المؤمنين.
Just as the scriptures tell us, do not be unequally yoked.
ما فيش أي داعي للتلصيم في الموضوع.
You don't need to somehow stick it together or make it work.
عندنا مثل في الشرق في الصعيد.
We have a saying in Upper Egypt.
واحدة تقول لك ظل راجل ولا ظل حيط.
The rib of a man or the rib of a wall.
Yeah.
In other words, all she cares about is just, I just need to get married and that's all.
No.
No, you need to be careful in how who you select. And be careful when you're thinking. There needs to be prayer. And there needs to be fasting. And there needs to be consecration. And you need to see the personalities and the own personal traits. And the history of the people. And so on.
المسيح حقيقي.
Christ is true.
Number الكتاب. Two.
The Word of God.
الدستور أو القانون الذي يقود القلوب هو الكتاب.
The Word of God becomes the guiding principle or has the guiding principle.
نمرة ثلاثة لازم يصلوا مع بعض.
Number three, they must pray together.
أي زوج وزوجة هنا يقولوا لي مش فاضيين ومش هنصلي وما عندناش وقت وهي بتنام وأنا بصحى متأخر والكلام ده بيلعبوا لعبة.
Any husband
خطير بالحياة.
Any husband and wife that doesn't pray together, that he says, oh, I go to sleep this time and she goes to sleep then and so on, it doesn't work. You're playing with fire. You must pray together.
يبصوا لبعض يقولوا لازم نصلي مع بعض.
They look at each other, they say, we have to pray together.
أقول لك هي مترددة في الكلام وتقعد تتهته في الكلام مش عايز أصلي معها.
He says, oh, she, you know, she just says long stuff and she goes off on tangents and whatever.
يا مولانا انت رأس هذا البلد.
My friend, you are the head of this
home. مش عارف تقول يا مولانا.
No, I'm not gonna.
المهم انا رأس.
I'm a head of the house, then I need to pray with my wife. If her, even if her knowledge in the word of God is less than mine, then I take her
with,
I take her hand.
Or
the opposite of the women in that position.
كل ما تشوفه تقول له انت غلطان في كذا وانت غلطان في كذا وانت غلطان في كذا يهدمون قوة الرجل بهذا النقد المستمر.
Like a woman that constantly tells her husband you've done this wrong and you're doing this wrong and you're doing that wrong, she's destroying the character of a husband.
وانا عايزك تصلي في الكنيسة زي الاخ فلان.
And I want you to pray in the meeting the same way that brother so and so prays in the meeting. show him mercy.
لازم نصلي مع بعض.
You must pray together.
ثلاثة الأمانة.
Number three, faithfulness.
الأمانة في العلاقات المالية مع بعض.
Faithfulness in the financial.
لا يوجد لدينا في المسيحية حسابين.
We don't have like separate accounts in the Christian life.
لدينا حساب واحد.
But rather we have one account.
الأمانة في العواطف.
And then faithfulness in emotions.
أنا بحبها ولاها بحبها.
If I love her, I tell her I love her.
زعلان من حاجة ولا أنا زعلان من كذا.
And if I'm upset with her, I tell her I'm upset with you.
بس أقدم الحقيقة بوجه مريح.
But I also offer the truth, but in the right way.
لما تيجي تتكلمي معاه بص في المراية قبل ما تيجي.
If you're gonna come and speak to him, look at yourself in the mirror before you speak to him.
طبع صورة الغضب على الناس.
And
الغضب.
Like the anger or like.
وده منفر جدا للناس.
And this like pushes people.
تقول لك دي وحشية في البيت.
I say like, oh, this is a terrible thing in the home.
الأمانة في العواطف.
Faithfulness in emotions.
أنا بحكيها دايما الحكاية دي.
I often share this story.
بروح بيوت الناس حول العالم وفي بلدنا.
I go to many homes around the world.
اتفضل الأوضة دي بتاعتك.
And they say to me, oh, please, this is your room.
وفي الاجتماعات بشوف أخوات كتيرة.
And I see many sisters.
أماكن كتيرة.
In many places.
أقول دي بنتي.
I say this is my daughter.
ودي أختي.
And this is my sister.
ودي احتمال تبقى زي أمي.
And this is like my mother.
لكن علاقتي كرجل لا تتجه إلا ناحية واحدة في العالم كله.
But my relationship as a man should only be directed towards only one.
مراتي ما هيش أجمل واحدة.
My wife is not the most beautiful person.
واحدة.
Neither is she the strongest person.
أكفأ واحدة.
Or the most capable of people.
لكن هي 100% من إشباعات الله الآب. المحب لي.
But she is the satisfaction that God has provided for me.
الزوج اللي قلبه ابتدى يميل.
But the husband that sees his heart beginning to steer away.
ياخد مراته ويخرجوا مع بعض ويقولوا ايه اسباب الحكايه دي.
Should take his wife and see the causes of these things.
الامانه في كل شيء.
Faithfulness in all things. Number 5.
الخدمه.
A ministry.
هو كان بيخدم.
He used to minister before. And she used to serve before.
ما استحق أن يولد من عاش لنفسه. لازم نعيش للرب ونخدمه.
We need to live for the Lord, not for ourselves.
فلازم نساعد بعض على الخدمة.
So we need to help each other in the ministry.
تساعدينه لكي يخدم.
You're helping those that minister and serve.
أنت تساعدها لكي تخدم.
And you help her to serve.
لكن يجب أن نرتب الأولويات.
But we need to put the order right.
نمرة واحد.
Number one.
العائلة.
The family.
نمرة اثنين.
Number two.
الخدمة.
Ministry.
نمرة ثلاثة.
Number three.
العمل.
The work.
أنا خادم.
I am
العمل بتاعي.
I'm a minister of the word of God.
العمل بتاعي.
My work is ministry.
لكن لازم أهتم بأسرتي.
But I need to be focused on my family.
أهتم بالخدمة وأسيب الأسرة.
There are people that say I'll focus on ministry and leave my family. This is a great danger.
بعض الخدام يبحثون عن النجاح والإنجازات.
Many people seek for like
بعض الخدام.
Some people who serve the Lord. They run after the pleasing of people and the rewards and so forth. But then they leave their homes in despair. But what you lose in the home, you cannot restore that. And the fingerprints that this leaves, very hard to change. One of the most beautiful things that affected me is number 6. Is the waiting for the coming of the Lord. Sometimes I come home and I'm very short-fused and tired. Just that I'm just purely tired.
Wherever
I go and serve, I'm catching transportation and so on. And then I find that when I've come home, I've bothered someone at home. And I say, good night. And I close the door. And I sit in my bed and I'm tossing and turning. What is the Spirit of God telling me? Saying, maybe the Lord Jesus will return tonight. Is that possible? Is it possible? Is it possible that I go to sleep and someone in my family is upset? Say sorry. So I open the door. They say, we know you. We know you want to say sorry. We know we're not upset from you. They know that I'm afraid. They know that I'm afraid to hurt the feelings of the Lord that's coming. Don't let things continue on and linger. Suppose the Lord Jesus came back. This has served me well. And lastly, and now, like the emotional, social, humans, but human ways. Firstly, love. Husbands, love your wives. You don't have a choice. Either love or it's nothing else. Husbands, love your wives. This is a commandment. Number two, to the wife, to submit in love. Doesn't matter what society says. What does the word of God say? Wives, submit unto your husbands just as the church submits to Christ. Thirdly is the respect. But I have just a comment. I go to many homes. I say, wife say to her husband in front of me, Christians. Like a wife might say to a husband, oh, like where a wife like speaks to a husband in a really like I don't even know how to say this, like, you know, like, you're everything, you're my life, my love, you know, whatever. He says it's too much. We can see there that this is just making up for other things. Just be genuine. Just be like sincere. Don't say things that you don't really mean. Because this is a type of like lying. And these houses are built on these lies. Number four. They used the unity. The truth shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ in the church. Number five. Forbearance. Forbear with one another. He's got some deficiencies. Then give him the benefit of the doubt. She's got some faults. Then bear them. But this storing within is not good. And brings about an explosion. Over time, the explosion will happen. But there needs to be like a regular in this relationship. Come, let's go tell the Lord. We have a great God for our homes. I'm not the big one. The Lord is the one. Put your hand upon our homes. Both of you come before the Lord. We can't agree with each other. Our life is difficult now. They come to us. Then let us share with you so that our house can show your glory. There are people because of circumstances of life, because of illnesses or different pressures, they just can't stand each other. But people need to bear with one another. And through wisdom, the house is built. Number six. Forgiveness. I said this in the camp. Somebody is 75 years of age. a Christian brother. And his wife is 70 years of age. After they drank their cup of tea and prayed together and read the word of God together, she saw him getting dressed. And so she said to him, where are you going? And he said, I'm going to go and get my pension. And so she said to him, please don't forget to get the medicine on your way. And get us some fruit while you're coming. And when he came back, after 2 hours, he told me this. She had these really nice serviettes ready. And they were all wet. So the serviettes were wet because of her tears. And he said, what happened? Did one of the children die? Is it one of the grandchildren in hospital? And so for 15 minutes I'm trying. And she turns around, she says to me, how can I forget what happened? What happened? On the day of our wedding, from 50 years ago, your parents, your parents called in their guests before my parents called in our guests. Look, this was probably happening at home, not in a big hotel. So how did she remember this? Just be careful. To bring from those things and make life difficult. You laughed. But we all have things. Things that we're not letting go of in the past, in the home, and in the church. There are things we're not willing to do. What is it called? And that is forgiveness. Number 7. Malachi chapter 2. You need to see this and then I'll leave now after this. Malachi chapter 2. He's speaking about the relationship between God and the nation of Israel. But he used this expression. From Malachi 2 verse 14.
فقلتم لماذا بيجاوب بقى من أجل أن الرب هو الشاهد بينك وبين امرأة شبابك.
Yet you say wherefore? Because the Lord has been witness between you and the wife of your youth.
التي أنت غدرت بها.
Against whom you have dealt treacherously.
وهي قرينتك وامرأة عهدك.
Yet is she thy companion and the wife of thy covenant.
أفلم يفعل واحد وله بقية الروح.
And did he not make one, yet had he the residue of the Spirit? And wherefore one, that he might seek a godly seed? Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. Verse 16. For the Lord your God of Israel says, he hates putting away. This is what the God of Israel says, putting divorce. The marriage needs to be understood in its seriousness. You're building a house that it is a declaration of the glory of God. And it's a representation of the relationship between Christ and the church. But let me finish with this. We need to be careful also, or be aware of the relationship between the families. In these 36 years, I can see four types of relationships. Number one, my relationship with my family.
تستمر ثابتة غير متغيرة.
It should remain constant, shouldn't change.
لكن لأن علاقتي بزوجتي لا تؤثر, يجب أن لا تؤثر على علاقتي.
And my relationship with my wife should not alter that.
علاقتي بأسرتي.
My relationship with my family.
اثنين علاقة طيبة مع أسرة زوجتي.
Then also a good relationship with the family of my wife.
وأنا أحرص دائما على علاقة طيبة بزوجتي. علاقة جيدة لزوجتي مع أسرتي.
And then I also seek that my wife has a good relationship with my family.
وعلاقة طيبة بأسرة بزوجتي مع أسرتها.
And also the relationship between my wife and her family.
ما فيش واحد يقطع مراته من أهلها.
No person, no man should ever cut his wife off from her family.
ولا واحد يقول لجوزها ما تروحش عند والدتك ولا مش عارف إيه.
Or any wife to say to her husband, don't go and see your family.
بعض النساء يستخدمن آيات استخدام شديد الخطأ.
And there are many that use verses that are out of context. She says, doesn't the Bible say that the husband would leave his father and mother? Answer me. And she should be joined to his wife. The Bible that says this also said in Ephesians 6:1.
أكرم أباك وأمك.
Honor thy father and mother.
لكي تطول هي أول وصية بواحد.
That it may be well with you.
إذا لما بيقول أترك.
When he says to leave.
لا يعني أن نقاطع.
He doesn't mean to cut off.
لكن فكرة الاستقلال النفسي.
But rather to be independent emotionally.
الاستقلال النفسي عن الأم والأب والأشقاء.
To be emotionally independent from the mother and the father and so on. And he says to the wife, he says to her, forget your people and for the king desires your good. May the Lord help our homes that we have consistent relationships.
وبعض العائلات يتمسكون بأولادهم.
And some families they hold on to their children.
بعض الأمهات تقول لك أنا ولدي ما فيش منه.
And some mothers will say, my son, there's no one like him.
وبعض البنات يقول لك إحنا ما فيش زيها.
And they'll say about the girls that there's no one like them.
طب إحنا هنعدهم ولا إيه؟ هنعدهم كده من غير جواز.
So what, are we going to just leave them like this without getting married?
وتحدث خلوا بالكم من دي حضرات الخدام يخلوا.
And please be wary of this.
لما ولد يتجوز.
When a young man gets married.
أمه أخته يعملوا مصيبة.
That be careful from the mother and the sisters and the siblings.
تعلق العاطفي الفظيع.
This incredible emotional bond.
ولما بنت تتجوز.
And when a young woman gets married.
أختها تعمل مشكلة كبيرة وأهلها برضو.
And her sister and her family can make a big problem.
العائلتين عليهم دور.
The two families have a responsibility.
سامحوني لأجل الإطالة.
They often have
أنا طولت يعني.
Sorry.
Okay,
sorry for taking too long. Thank God.
تخفي عني وصايا. بنصلي يا رب من أجل معكم الله.